Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the program. My name is Willie Lawson. Today is completely different than anything else that I do. Today is completely different than anything else you're going to hear about today or tomorrow or that you heard about yesterday for that matter. Today, we're going to talk about a special event happening in Virginia Beach, Virginia, on August 21st through 25th this year at the Founders Inn and Spa. It is the first annual Urban Game Changers Conference. Urban Game Changers seeks to unite people who want to impact positive change on their communities through economic opportunities, self-improvement, self-awareness, and self-empowerment. The Urban Game Changers leadership team collectively has over 50 years of relevance in the urban conservative ideological space. The Urban Game Changers grassroots and social media platforms currently have a global reach of over 5 million people. We are the number one conservative organization for addressing issues directly affecting the Black community. And this is what makes Urban Game Changers different. If I can give you for a little bit, when we get back, I'm going to take a short break. When we get back, I want to talk a little bit about my personal involvement in Urban Game Changers. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to email and go to the website and find out more yourself. And then maybe where you live, you too may want to join us or learn more and see if you can help us in what we're up to. We'll be back with more of the program right after these messages. Hi, this is Willie Lawson. You know, with so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. It's Flipboard. Yeah, Flipboard curates the world's story so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. When you see stories that you want to save or share, just tap the plus button and add them to your private or public collections. It's that simple. It's used by millions of people every day. Flipboard is how people move themselves and the world forward. So get started now at flipboard.com. That's flipboard.com. Are you looking for a reliable transportation, but you don't have a bunch of money? Are you wary of used car types? And you should be. You just need a car you can afford and a dealer you can trust. Great news. Good Guy Cars is here. John Desbrow is something you don't find every day. An honest used car dealer. Good Guy Cars is at 8412 Industrial Boulevard in Tampa, Florida. The phone number is 813-999-9992. That's 813-999-9992. The web address is www.goodguycars.com. Again, thank you again for coming this evening. We're on live. We're doing something we haven't done in a while. And that's for all sorts of reasons. And they're telling me so funny. Let me click the button. There you go. We're on live today. And it's because I just got off of one of our weekly conference calls. The organization has two conference calls a week. Can you imagine? Because it's hard, frankly, it's hard to get to everybody. And because I'm on a leadership team, I got to be on both of them. Okay. Well, and right now I'm working my second job on Thursday, so I can't be on that conference call, but I can be on the one today. So today is my Thursday conference call, and I just got off, and I'm a little jazzed, frankly. I'm a little jazzed about what's going on. So let me tell you a little bit about my association with Urban Game Changers. The CEO, the heart, mind, soul of Urban Game Changers is a lady, and her name is Shirley Hussar. And you might have seen her if you watch the Republican National Convention. And she was the lady, her and her sons were the lady who announced the delegate total for the state of California. Black lady, beautiful, lots at the time, lots of red hair. And her sons, Kenneth and Douglas, were with her as they announced the totals of the delegate totals for California. And those delegate totals were going to put Donald Trump over the top to win the nomination. So I met Shirley, like I meet a lot of people anymore, online, because of doing this program right here, doing this program. And we went back and forth by email for a while and on Facebook, and then I actually had her on the program. And you can go back and listen to those programs. They're still in the archives. You can listen to those programs. And she said to me that she was doing this thing called Urban Game Changers, and she was excited about me because my heart is still, and I know some of you don't believe this, but my heart is still the urban community. Why? Because that's where I lived, and that's where I live, and that's where I've always lived. I've spent very little time in my entire life in the suburbs. Most of my adult life, I've lived in the inner city. Pretty much all of my childhood, I lived in the inner city. So I've got what I think is a unique perspective on what life is. You know, what in the inner city and what life is for urban America. So it was really a fit for me to start talking about urban game changes, to start talking about holding our elected officials accountable. Because it was my thought then, and it's my thought now, and it is certainly one of the basic tenets of Urban Game Changers, that we hold our elected officials accountable, not just our president, not just the people in Congress or in the Senate, but people who are your mayors and city council, county commission, water board, school board, all that stuff. Hold them accountable. And there are a lot of people who are unelected officials who run all sorts of organizations, especially in urban America, especially in the Black community, that seem to always get the grants, that always seem to be front and center in the media. They're always urban, you know, the NAACP, the Urban League. Around here is a group called the CDC. There's all sorts of organizations, and we have in my area, and it's really a good thing. We've got CRAs, community redevelopment associations, that wield some power, and have some the movers and shakers in the community on them, but holding their feet to the fire on what they're supposed to be doing, and by doing that, hold ourselves accountable. Not just enough to come to be mad at what's going on in the world and come home and kick the dog. That ain't enough. That's not holding yourself accountable. Are you participating? Are you going to meetings? Are you speaking up at these meetings? Are you coming up with solutions? Are you getting on boards? Are you participating in making things in the urban community better? At the same time, while holding other people responsible, you hold yourself accountable. We have to hold the elected officials accountable. And that's the only way that we get to move forward. And I know, like you know, and it was always my thought, is that especially in the urban community, we've got people who have been in city council or county commission or your aldermen or all these elected spots on the local, state, and federal level. And some of them, because you don't have term limits, have been in these offices for 30 and 40 years. And where you live is like living in Afghanistan, right? Chicago is staying, Detroit is staying, right? And they've been under the same people have been responsible for these communities and the betterment of these communities for some of them for some 50 years. And all they've done all that time is blame the other side. You know, where I live in this part of Tampa, where I live, I brought this up in my two campaigns. And what we've gotten before is that things aren't better here because Republicans fight us on everything. They don't give us anything. They fight us on everything. So for 75 years, then one of two things has to happen. Then we got to get better fighters, or we got to stop lying about them fighting us and everything. One of those things got to change. Either that you're lying about them fighting us on everything, or we got to get better. And if they are fighting something, then we got to get better fighters. Then we got to get better fighters at the city council level that will make the mayor look at our part of town and the things that we're going through. We got to get better fighters on the county commission level to make the county invest in our area of the county because we pay our taxes to the county. At the state house level to make sure that the things that the state is responsible for in our district get addressed. That we don't keep falling further and further behind at the state level, the state house and the state senate level. That we have the ear of our governor, just like the places that may be more affluent. This was my mindset, and it still is, and it fits beautifully inside the tenets of Urban Game Changers. So if you're somewhere and you think that this, what I'm saying, is not crazy, then you too may want to be a part of our Urban Game Changers family wherever you are. And right now, the website is urbangamechangers.com. You can go to urbangamechangers.com, and you'll see our front page that has the Urban Game Changers Conference 2019 and the date and the place, and you'll be able to go over and join UGC and help us out. If you click on the join UGC, then it's going to ask for your name. It's going to ask what state you live in, your phone number, your email address, and some message, and you submit that. Our folks in California will get this, and wherever you live, the person who's in charge or closest to where you live will get a hold of you in less than 24 hours and talk to you on the phone, if that's okay, or at least by email, and see where you fit in and where we can plug you in to the Urban Game Changers family. And it's truly a family. It's, you know, we just got off this conference call, and I'm going to tell you, it isn't, and I want you to know this, it's not some monolithic thought where we're all walking around with one brain. We've all bought into that there is an agenda for Black America that we need to hold the current administration to, for sure. But everybody is doing it in the way that they are best suited to do it. We just got off the conference call, and one of the things I said on our conference call just now, just 20 minutes ago, was I was going to get on and do this right here. I was going to share this everywhere I could share it. It's already been shared on Twitter, and it's about to be shared right now as I'm talking to you on Facebook. We've got a lot of folks on Facebook still, and I know that Facebook has not been friendly to conservatives, and there's been times where they've not been friendly to us, because of our conversation about illegal immigration, and especially the dilatorious effect that it has in the urban community, especially in the Black community. So all those issues we do indeed talk about. And I just shared it, and this program, and I've not personally had many problems with my stuff. Urban Game Changers has had its battles with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, just like any of the other more conservative, more center-right causes. And let there be no doubt, this is a center-right cause. I don't want you to be fooled. I'm not trying to fool you. I'm not trying to give you the okey-doke. This is a center-right organization. Now, we have people in our inner circle, in our leadership team, that were Democrats. We have people who are libertarians. We have people who are independents. We have people who support the president, and people who are agnostic with the president. But we all feel the same thing. We have got to make sure that this Trump administration understands that there is an agenda, a Black agenda in America, that has been supplanted by illegal immigration. That's one of our planks. It's one of the things that we talked about. So, again, if you think that you need to be involved in an organization like this, go to urbangamechangers.com and click the banner that says Join UGC. Now, about the conference, I think it's super important that you watch the video on the homepage about what Urban Game Changers is all about. And then you can look at some of the people who are going to be there at our conference. Super fantastic folks. We're talking about people like Sonny Johnson, who's been in this fight for urban America for a long time. She used to be on Breitbart.com. She used to have a serious XM satellite radio show. People like Only Chukwa, who's the CEO of Aventary. Aventary is an event management software platform with over 1,600 enterprise customers. We have Justin Corbin, who's one of our young ambassadors for Urban Game Changers and the co-founder of Jumpstart Strategies. We have young activists. He has 23,000 followers on Facebook. He is the next generation of community leaders, of Black community leaders. Phil Scott, of course, of African Dysphoria News Channel, over 1 million subscribers on Facebook on the Phil Scott Show. Shantaya Hereford, who's CEO of Building Bridges Movement Tour. Recently, a person who was a Democrat Party, I just heard from her on our conference call. And my dear friend, Robert Lopez, who's a professor of Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Dallas, Texas, and an executive director of Urban Game Changers in Texas, and is doing great things in Texas. And he's got his finger on the pulse. Texas could be in dire straits because there are a lot of people moving from California to Texas because it's cheaper to live there, and they're bringing their policies with them. So Robert is right on point there. Andrea L. Crawford, who is the chief operating officer of Urban Game Changers, and Andrea L. Crawford Empowerment. Tammy Taylor is our Alabama executive state director and CEO at Carne Vintage. My friend T. West, who is our Afrosynergy new, has 64,000 subscribers on YouTube, and who's our executive director from the state of Arkansas. Kenneth Huzar, who's a co-founder. Cherise Lane, who's also one of our young ambassadors, strong independent conservative woman, and of the Black conservative movement. You've seen some of those videos on Facebook, and you've seen them on YouTube and the like. Karen Watson, who's a best-selling author. You'll see Mr. Research on YouTube as community leader. Douglas Huzar, who's a fireball of a young man, Shirley's youngest son, and one of the co-founders of Urban Game Changers. And he is the CEO of Huzar Media. And then, of course, our founder and the love of our lives, our Medea, is the CEO of Urban Game Changers, Shirley Huzar. And we're going to have a lot of these people on this program, and you'll be able to hear them directly. But before that, I really want you, to prepare yourself to do your homework and go to urbangamechangers.com right now and see more about what we're doing in this event and join our cause. And then I'm going to ask you to show up at the event. All these people that I mentioned, including myself, will be at this event. You don't want to miss it. It is going to be an amazing event. Now, this event is part of the 400-year anniversary of American descent, African dependence of slaves. And this is going to be a very important event. Slaves are people who are descendants of people from Africa started coming to this continent in 1619, 400 years ago. Some as slaves, some as indentured servants, some as freemen. So it's a lot, again, the nuance of it is a lot different. And Hampton, the city there, Hampton Beach, Virginia, is having a special celebration. And we are part of that celebration. We are part of that whole weekend, starting from Wednesday all the way through Saturday, of things going on there. So there'll be events that'll be at the hotel. There'll be events that'll be at, you know what, down in this, you know, at the city, and that are sponsored by the city of Hampton, Hampton Beach. It's going to be great. It's going to be a really good thing. And it's going to be a great thing to bring your kids. One of those last things to do before school starts, except where I live, because school will have already started. One of those last things to do before school starts, if you think that your kids are not going to get the proper perspective, especially on Black history, there'll be great speakers and there'll be a lot of information on African descendants of slaves and the 400th anniversary of that and the contributions that Africans or people from the continent of Africa have made in the founding and the of this country and this continent. So again, it's a great thing to bring your kids to. So it's going to be, I'll be honest with you, there will be some politics involved for sure, but the educational aspect will simply, you're not going to get anywhere else, will be invaluable to you and your family. Absolutely invaluable. So again, go to UrbanGameChangersConference.com, UrbanGameChangersConference.com, UrbanGameChangersConference.com. Say it with me, UrbanGameChangersConference.com. There you go. Go there now and join us and buy tickets. Tickets are of all different prices. Here's what people who have always been on my show, and who've listened to me all these years, so I'm always going to be super honest with you, because I never want you to be able to come back and say, I didn't tell you the truth. Tickets are at all different levels. Here's what I would do. I would buy, if I'm taking a family of four, me, my wife, and two kids, here's what I would do. I'd buy two of the early bird tickets that are the lunch and dinner specials. They're $25 a piece plus $3.16, you know, handling fee through Eventbrite. I'd buy two of those, and then I'd go down and I'd get two of the free tickets for my kids so they can go to the events. Those tickets are sponsored by our friends at Caltex in California. So, and that sale ends August 21st. So you have up until then for the free tickets. The sale on the other tickets ends on August 4th. There's a general admission and lunch and dinner ticket for $150. Let's see. Let me see what that says when you order that bad boy. Does it say anything? No. That's one general admission. And there's also another one for VIPs. If indeed you want to talk to somebody who may be able to help you fund an organization, found an organization to hold elected officials and unelected officials accountable where you live. And that ticket is $199. So we've got this, we go all the way from free to $199, depending on what you want, depending on the experience that you want. So we can't, I mean, it's not possible that this could be any easier for you. It's just not possible that this could be any easier for you. So we need you desperately to come to the event. There are numerous hotels in, you know, in and around the area, but it's going to be at a place called, a place called the Founders Inn and Spa in Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's a beautiful area, beautiful neighborhood, beautiful hotel, places to get massages and relax, and at the same time, learn a lot about the contributions of African Americans in the founding and the building of America and this continent of North America. And you're going to learn some things that you're simply not going to hear anywhere else. You're simply not going to get in a history book. You're simply not going to get on mainstream media. Nobody on MSNBC is going to be talking about the things that we're talking about and in the way that we're talking about it. It is, I'm going to tell you, I implore you, it's so important that you come and you bring your kids, because no one is going to teach them this. They're not going to get this in school. I dare say that if they even have a quote Black history class in their middle school or high school, they ain't going to hear this. They're not going to learn this. They're going to get whatever the people who do the textbooks want them to have. That's what they're going to get. And it ain't going to be enough, because it isn't the whole story. The Bible says that my people die through lack of knowledge. And we have suffered.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to get my leg off the floor. Hurt my knee the other day because of lack of knowledge. My people suffer because of lack of knowledge. And this is a great opportunity to fill in the gaps about the history of Black people in America. This is a tremendous time to fill in the gaps. UrbanGameChangersConference.com. Join us and sign up to come. Remember, the earlier you all order your plane tickets, the cheaper they are. Please fly whatever airline you want to fly, because we're not getting any kickbacks or anything from anybody from any of the airlines. We're not. Spirit Airlines, you already know, is the cheapest. But if you're going to go cheap, go JetBlue. Or you can go Spirit. Spirit is super cheap, especially if you're flying with a family. You can only bring like a purse, because they charge you for big bags. So look at that, Southwest. But come, you don't want to miss it. UrbanGameChangersConference.com. UrbanGameChangersConference.com. All right, we got to get out of here and make room for somebody else. No doubt I'll be talking to you again soon. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, take care of yourselves. We'll see you in Virginia Beach, Virginia, August 21st through 25th. Good night now.